almost heaven. Summer Institute, upside down tree, glitter bubbles, ice cream. Gates of hell, middle path, tattoos, fairies, purple hair and green nails. I hear a banjo early and late, always plinking. The tune will carry on in my head on the long drive home. My heart is filled and my ribs sore from laughing. These little pains will serve to remind me on the open road I'm not alone when I go home, only sad. But then I know we'll be back just next year. I hope you will too. We'll see you right here.
Our SI bookstore raised $341 in funds for the scholarship fund. The limited number of print copies of the essay evaluation are in Ross and Pierce. They're out front, I believe, here. We prefer the online evaluations. The link will be sent in an email blast right after SI, so you'll have it soon when you get home. And there's going to be a T-shirt drawing for free T-shirts next year at SI from the evaluations that we received this year. So we really want your feedback, and you want a free T-shirt, so you should fill it out. Save the date. Winter Institute will be February 15th through 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Cambridge, Ohio. That would be next year, not this past year. Hot tub, sledding, games and hiking, and community. If your volunteer work shift is this evening for the youth late nighter, please report to Lower Pierce, not the youth dorm. This happens in the youth workshop space that they've had this week. It is the lower level of Pierce behind the glass dining hall. The what do we call that one? The greenhouse dining hall, not Hogwarts. I forgot to bring it up here on stage, but I have with me a rotary cutter that was left behind in the Blue Jeans workshop. It's a rotary fabric cutter, so if that might be yours, see me later. We are looking for a really good photo of Steve Ashman for the slideshow, because we didn't get any that we like quite well enough. So if you have some, Cliff would love to have one. We have prizes from the raffle in the bookstore. I'm going to announce them now, and then we're going to have Vespers, and you are going to come up afterwards to this corner of the stage, and we have the prizes here. If you are here and I call your name, come up and get your prize. The necklace from Tara Amana. I thought it was Tara Ama. It looks like Amana. Beverly Rhoda Heffer, the necklace. A tote bag for Mary Ann Casper. T-shirt. A backbone T-shirt, Karen Jepson, water bottle, Kathy Slater, journal and carrying something, Jean Peterson, cutting board, Evelyn Walzer. Sorry, I know everyone wanted that. Tie-dye scarf, McQuillan is the name on there. Bumper stickers, Marianne Casper, I Am Home wall hanging, Selena. Something says no. So no, you did not win that. sorry. I'll figure out if that's actually supposed to be a person and let you know later. And then we have some of the canes, the wooden canes. There are two for Logan Boers, two for Carol Dobbins, one for L. Kilgore, one for Krista Champion, and one for Laura Howe. Oh, Laura Howe. No, sorry. You get a tie-dye T-shirt, Laura Howe. So come up and get those afterwards. And just quick reminders about tomorrow morning. Breakfast is the same time it has been all week, 7 to 8:30. The closing ceremony is in here at 10 a.m. If you are staying in an air-conditioned dorm, we need to be out of those dorms by 9 a.m. or at least fully packed with everything on your bed so that they can start cleaning around us. 11 a.m. following the opening ceremony is checkout. We will be on the far hall porch in downtown next to the Kenyon bookstore taking keys. Turn in your key because remember you all signed a card that said there's a $75 fee if you lost it. So make sure you get it to us. And by noon, we will be out of all the buildings on campus and heading home. That's all I have for you. Let's have a service.
Change wears my sister's moccasins. He stays up late and wakes up early. He likes to come up quietly and kiss me on the back of the neck when I'm at my drawing table. He wants to amuse people, and it hurts him when they yell at him. Change is very musical, but sometimes you must listen for a long time before you hear the pattern in his music.
So you may have seen or run into several of these fine young folks at your morning workshops this year. You may have conversed with them at meals. You may have conversed with them in the pub or on the main path. But we like to show off a little bit. So we do this thing and every year, and I think we should do it today, too. Will any young adult in the crowd today please stand so that you are seen and recognized?
While we're here at Summer Institute, after the initial flurry of greetings and hugs, catching up on the past year, learning and loving all the new faces, we sometimes pass each other on the middle path with nothing more than a smile and a nod. Sometimes it might even be less than a smile and a nod, but that doesn't mean we've become disconnected from each other. We've just become passing ships who can still greet each other with a song in their heart. We will now bring that silent song from our hearts to our voices.
Can't remember which side of the room you're going to be on.
This side of the room, we're going to split you right about yonder. From here over, this side of the room is going to become the tugboat. That's going to little putter along, and there's a tugboat song that is very similar to puttering along. We'll try it line by line.
Do we want to sing it together?
Tra la 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 tra la 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 tra la 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 la. Let's try it all together. Tra la 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 tra la 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 tra la 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 tra la 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 la. Awesome. And this side of the room is now become a barge. That song is just a little bit easier. I'm sorry, tugboats. But the song of the barge is, oh, hey, hey, oh, good. Awesome. As two ships pass each other, their songs sound louder to each other. Melinda will lead the tugboats from over here, and I will lead the barges from
here, which is not
working. Melinda and I will slowly walk towards each other. The farther apart we are, the more quiet the songs of the boats will be. And as we walk towards each other, the louder you're all going to get, so that way we can begin to hear the songs that are in our hearts. So, are we ready? Okay.
wanted to focus tonight on what we take away from this awesome community of ours. And so three of us who have been involved for various amounts of time decided to share our thoughts. This is Melinda's first year here. I've been involved 6 out of the past 9 years on and off, and this is Mike Fry's 13th year. So while we share our experiences, we'd like you to think about what your experiences are.
I didn't know I was also introducing this song. in between, as the three Summer Institute young adults up here share their stories, we're going to greet them with a song in between each of their stories. This is, again, going to be familiar to the young adults. It might be familiar to a couple others of you. It's called Walking With You. So, we'll go over it line by line. Oh, okay. Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer. Okay, want to try it all together? Okay. Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer. And in between each of our speakers, we'll sing that 3 times.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Melinda. I'm a newcomer to SI. I'm a youth advisor at my church, and I decided to check out what SI was about when some of the youth explained to me what it was. Shortly after registering to come, 2 family tragedies came out at the same time. A cousin of mine, whom I'd grown up with, suddenly died. And my brother-in-law, whom I'd also grown up with, was diagnosed with cancer. These 2 events hit my spirit hard. I felt like I was shutting down. Just a simple week at SI has really helped me. I've felt welcomed and accepted everywhere I went. I actually ate 3 really big meals every day for once and attended at least 2 different workshops a day, sometimes 3. The workshops gave me a lot to think about theologically. When I was a child, my cousin had taught me about fairies. To her, they were physical beings who brought light and kindness to the world. You couldn't see fairies, but you could see something close in white dandelions and the cottony stuff from cottonwood trees. I was once reprimanded for kicking a dandelion to spread the seeds. That would hurt the fairies, you see. If you wanted to spread dandelion seeds, you had to blow on them. I don't think I ever believed in fairies the way my cousin did. However, the worships and the SI fairy, simply with her presence, helped me see fairies in a different way, which I think my cousin would encourage. Fairies are spirits of life. It's kind of like the difference between saying God and gods. Thanks to SI, I now realize that even though my cousin is dead, her fairies are still with me. SI rebooted my theology and my spirit. I will take this renewed spirit home with me. Thank you, SI, for your help, even though you didn't realize you were giving it to me.
Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer. Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer. Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer.
past few months before SI begins are often the most stressful for me. Life overwhelms me. I'm anxious and moody. My batteries are dying and I need to recharge. Here is where I tap back into my own power and I can step back and see the larger picture. Here, I am loved and supported. I come to make plans and let my spirit grow. I cultivate new strengths over the year, but also cut away the dead, extraneous things that tie me down, be it a stifling job, unhealthy relationships, or bad habits. Here, I'm able to be still and whole and real. I make plans to live more authentically in the following 51 weeks. When I leave, I bring all of you with me. When I do not love myself, a well-placed phone call to a friend reminds me of my worth. When life overwhelms me, I remember to breathe in love. When I stand up against injustice, I feel this community behind me and my commitment is refueled. The connections I make here inspire me to work harder to create a better, more just world. I hope that you carry me and the rest of us here with home with you too, and that you find strength and solace as I do. It's a big, scary world out there, and only by holding each other in our hearts can we keep doing our important work. When we stand together, we begin to dismantle injustice. This petri dish of liberal religion contains an exciting culture. We are rapidly growing into a fierce, radically loving direction, and I'm excited to see the changes that we leave into this world. Thank you, SI community, for continuing to shape and support me and for allowing myself and everyone else here to move closer to the people we want to be.
So when I think about the things from SI that I bring back to my real life, my first gut reaction is to first try to compare real life with SI life, which if any of you have ever had the experience of trying to explain SI to a non-Unitarian Universalist, no, it's not an easy task. Because we are technically a church, we are technically a camp, but that really doesn't cover all the bases. There's still a little wiggle room in there. You know, are we a conference? Are we a all-ages experience? You know, the phrase church camp paired with words like tie-dye and beer workshop are met, when I describe it that way, with faces of incredulity. So I've merely started describing it as a spiritual retreat. When I describe my job to people as co-chair of the Young Adult Program, I meet the similar problem. I'm not quite a camp counselor, because I am also a camper. And many of my campers are older than I am, which is not an experience most camp counselors have. So when I think about what I take home from SI, the first thing that comes to mind is leadership. SI is full of leaders of all walks of life, from youth, young adults, the adult panel, the children's program, and pretty much everywhere. And I think that in my description of my job sort of brings up a very interesting truth in that the leadership at this camp doesn't come really from a higher unseen power. It's not from a social pyramid or anything. Our leaders are also our peers. We are campers. And when I say us and we, I'm not just referring to the people who have tote bags or the fancy green hats that they've had in the past. I think I'm really talking about all of us. We enjoy the fruits of our labor because of our shared investment in making SI as good as we can. And leadership can mean anything from opening a dialogue with someone who's hurt you. It can mean helping a child with their tie-dye. It can mean reaching out to someone in need. And whenever I come to SI, whenever I talk to people about their experiences, whenever I talk to people in various leadership roles or see these examples of just intense community building, I'm always just blown away and filled with the sense of hope and prosperity for our future. I came to SI 13 years ago as a shy dork. I spent a great deal of my time in the youth program playing foosball, hanging out in the Upside Down Tree, and dirty secret, I did not attend any Vespers that year. I know. I believe mock Vespers was my very first Vesper. So I can maybe attribute a lot of my developing spirituality from Nathan Staples, a scary thought, I know. But over my time in the youth program, in the young adult program, and in the general programming at large, I've helped foster the courage and strength within me to be a leader, either with a hat or without one, and to be a leader amongst my peers and in the general community at large. And for that, I give you my sincere thanks, and I hope you all experience the same.
Two times this time. Walking,
walking with you, walking with you is my prayer. Walking with you is my prayer.
We invite you to sit in stillness for a moment and think of one way that you will take the spirit of Summer Institute home with you and act on it in the next week when you return. Now think of that short phrase and call it out into the room. When someone calls out their commitment, we will all respond saying, "Take the spirit with you, in action and in word."
Website change.
Take the spirit with you, in action and in word.
Evangelism.
Take the spirit with you, in action and in word. Take the spirit with you, in action and in word.
Don't
take the spirit with you, in action and in word. Take the spirit with you, in action and in word. Take the spirit with you, in action and in word. Take the spirit with you, in action and in word. Take the spirit with you, in action and in words.
Start
Facebook page behind fellowship.
Take the Spirit with you in action and word. Take the Spirit with you in action and in words. Take the Spirit with you in action and in words. Take the Spirit with you.
Thank you.
Okay. All that we ever have to love and all we have ever been stands with us on the brink of all that we aspire to create. A deeper peace, a larger love, a more embracing hope, a greater generosity of spirit, a deeper joy in this life we share.
So the song we're going to sing now is called We Are the Ones We're Waiting For, and it has two parts, and we are again going to divide you in half. But you will come together again as a community when we're done.
How about we all stand up? Yeah. Good stretch.
Stretch. Wiggle.
All right. All right, so we're going to be singing We're the Ones We've Been Waiting For. We're going to split it into two parts, and we're going to start it out one side, then the other side, and then Mike's going to conduct, and it's going to be fun. It sounds fun to me. So, Chrissy, do you want to tell your half of their part?
Maybe. All right. I'm good. Thanks. Took me a second to remember it. We are the ones we've been waiting.
All right, and then over here, we're going to be, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Can we do it all together? We are the ones we've been waiting for. Like you mean it, okay? Come on. We are the ones you've been waiting for. All right, let's hand it over to Maestro Mike.
Okay. We're going to start with stage left. We are the ones we've been waiting. Stage right, join in.
We are the ones we've been waiting. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
ones, we are the ones we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones we've been waiting.
All together.
We are the ones, we are the ones
we've been waiting.
Take courage, friends. The way is often hard. The path is never clear. And the stakes are very high. Take courage, for deep down there is another truth.
Go in peace.
But not yet.
Not yet.
Was.
Okay.
It's going about 10 to 15 minutes to set up for senior high youth to young adult bridging, which will be on the lawn somewhere between Pierce and Ross. Look for glowing stuff and you'll know you're in the right place. Please attend. It's a very important transition in the lives of our young people.